So, how are you today? Good, good. I hope you're looking forward to starting your course of treatment. Excellent. We find that most of our clients do tend to be rather excited by the time the big day has arrived. All that anticipation and build-up, and now it's really about to happen. They also tend to be a little nervous, but let me assure you, we'll do everything we can to make you feel at ease. Actually, making sure you're fully relaxed is an important part of the treatment. I see you've already undressed and taken a seat on our king-size therapy couch. Are you comfortable? Yes, I know the gown's a bit flimsy, but we do require our clients to wear them for ease of access, as it were. I'll just perch here on the edge of the couch and explain what's going to happen today. I want to be absolutely clear, so you're not taken by surprise by anything. Just let me get your details up on my tablet. There we go. So, you've signed up for an introductory course of SPT, Sexual Pleasure Therapy, to treat your, let me just check your notes, general sense of unease. Okay, that's interesting. Given the state of the world today, it's surprising we don't have more clients presenting with this. Anyway, as you know, the idea behind SPT is simple. Basically, at the Institute for Advanced Sexual Therapies, we believe that you can cheer people up by giving them fun things to do. I know! Who would have thought it? It's the principle behind a number of alternative therapies. Swimming with dolphins is fun. Cuddling puppies is fun. Even immersing yourself in ice water is fun for some people, apparently. So, the psychosexual geniuses behind SPT, you read the promotional material, right? That's what it says there. Well, they decided that more fun equals more therapeutic benefit. They asked themselves, what's the most fun thing you can do? And the answer was obvious. So obvious, they were amazed that no one had thought of it before. The treatment that you're about to receive is based on the idea that mental health can be improved dramatically through regular exposure to extreme pleasure. And the most extreme pleasure known to humans is, well, of course, sexual pleasure. And that pleasure is what you're here for. And I'm going to provide it for you. You'll be undergoing a course of 3 sessions involving guided sexual stimulation, with each session culminating in what can only be described as exquisite orgasmic release. Today's session is all about visual and tactile stimulation, with a specific focus on body parts identified as being particularly arousing for you. Session 2 is based around mutual, oral and manual stimulation. And session 3 is a sexual free-for-all, culminating in full sexual intercourse. Does that meet with your approval? Good. I'm very pleased to hear that. Having said that, I've never had a client who's answered no to that question. Now, before we start, I'm just going to run through a few things with you. We've analysed the sexual preference assessment test, which you took online, and it's very clear that you experience extremely high levels of arousal when exposed to female bottoms. Looking at your SPA chart, I have to say you're almost off the scale. Wow! Does that seem like an accurate result? Do you find yourself attracted to women with particularly shapely asses? There's no need to be shy. These sessions work best in an atmosphere of complete sexual frankness. So, I'll repeat the question. When you see a woman with a firm, round, shapely bottom, do you become sexually aroused? Does your penis become erect? Do you want to touch and nuzzle and lick ladies' bottoms? Are you drawn to pornographic websites promising an abundance of mature asses, big asses, tight teenage butts, slippery cheeks? I'll take that nervous little nod as a yes. All the practitioners here have particular sexual specialisms, together with certain highly appealing physical attributes, and they're paired up with our clients accordingly. I was assigned your case because of this. As you can see, I have a rather attractive bottom myself, which you'll be getting to know very, very well in the course of our session. Now, before we begin, I need you to okay the activities I've planned for you. I'm just going to go through them one by one, and hopefully you'll give me your informed consent for each stage. If you have any questions, just ask. First, I will be positioning myself on the treatment couch, facing away from you, lowering my scrubs and encouraging you to stimulate yourself while you look at my bottom. A medical grade lubricant will be provided. Do I have consent for this part of the session? Good. Then, I will kneel on all fours, straddling your thighs with my bottom pointed towards you. You will be encouraged to massage and manipulate my cheeks with your hands while masturbating. At this stage in the proceedings, we normally ask our clients to use lubricant on the practitioner. We have found that this facilitates a more gratifying tactile experience. Then, you'll be encouraged to kiss, lick, and nuzzle my bottom as an aid to masturbation. I imagine that I have your consent for that. Excellent. By this stage, if everything is progressing normally, you should be quite close to sexual climax. In order to facilitate orgasm, we will practice genital posterior contact. What do I mean by that? Oh, I'm sorry. I have a tendency to use a bit too much jargon at times. Occupational hazard. What I mean by that is that you will take your erect and well-lubricated penis and rub it against my ass cheeks and between my ass cheeks until you have an orgasm. This is an activity we have found to be exceptionally stimulating, especially for clients with your sexual preference profile. Do I have your consent for this? Excellent. In that case, I think we're all set, ready to begin. I'm sure you'll find it an intensely arousing and fulfilling experience. Certainly more fun than swimming with dolphins. Now, I'm just going to climb onto the treatment couch and turn around so I'm facing away from you. I'll begin the visual stimulation procedure by squatting like this. There we go. As you can see, I have my knees quite far apart, which means the material of my scrubs is stretched quite tightly across my bottom. I'd like you to pull up your gown to expose your genitals. Excellent. You did that very quickly. That's why we stipulate the wearing of these silly gowns. They have their advantages. Oh, good. I can see that you are already fully erect. Very impressive. There's a lubricant dispenser by your hand. Could you place some on your penis? Great. Okay. Looks like we're all set. Could you start to masturbate, please? I'm just going to pull down these scrubs a bit so you can see the top part of my bottom. I'm not wearing any panties. You'll notice that my rear is quite beautifully proportioned. You find that clients with your sexual preference profile do seem to enjoy female bottoms that are smooth and firm, yet soft and yielding. I think you'll find that mine fits the bill perfectly. Oh, I forgot to mention that in order for you to benefit as much as possible from this session, we do require some degree of control on your part. If at any point before genital posterior contact commences, you feel the urge to ejaculate, please stop masturbating. This is important if we're to maximise your sexual pleasure today, which of course is the point of this session. Now, I'm going to maintain this squatting position and pull the scrubs down around my thighs so you now have visual access to my full bottom. That's it. Keep masturbating. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. It's important that you concentrate on the stimulus I'm providing. Do not allow your focus to waver. The sight of these smooth, generous orbs should be your whole world at the moment. The object of your devotion. Good. I see you are maintaining a steady, masturbatory pace. It seems like you are well practiced in this activity. Yes. I'd like you to keep up that pace while we move into the second stage of this procedure. I'm just going to slip my scrub bottoms off. There we go. And now, kneel on all fours, straddling you. That's it. Keep masturbating while I back up a bit. I hope you're anticipating the next part of the procedure, which involves exploring my posterior with your hands. That's it. Keep up that even, steady pace while you revel in the sight of my nakedness, displayed for your enjoyment. I want you to take in the details of my bare bottom, get to know it, enjoy its roundness, and the exciting furrow between my smooth cheeks. Notice its texture, its smoothness, but also those delectable goosebumps and freckles. How are you getting on? Is the level of stimulation sufficient to maintain a strong erection? Good. Very good. I can see that it is. Okay. I'd now like you to put a generous amount of lubricant into your non-dominant hand and gently rub it into my buttocks. That's it. Oh, yes, that's it. Make sure my cheeks are well covered. Keep masturbating with your other hand. Now, I want you to gently rub lubricant into my ass crack. Can I ask you at this point not to go too low, as it were? The vulva will be introduced in the next session. For now, I think my ass gives us plenty to work with. But you can pay some attention to my anus if that helps with your arousal levels. How about trying some circular motions with your thumb? Yes, like that. Good, good. I think things are progressing very nicely indeed. Your breathing is becoming rather shallow, and I note a slight involuntary bucking of the hips. Excellent. It really is most pleasing to see a client enjoying himself so much. It means I'm doing my job. But remember, you need to hold on till the final stage of today's session for maximum therapeutic benefit. I think we've established that you often masturbate while viewing arse-focused pornography. What kind of poses do you find particularly exciting? Remember what I said? There's no need to be embarrassed. Shame is not acceptable here. Just pleasure. Now, from research I've carried out, I know that clients with your sexual preference profile enjoy the face down, arse up position. Is that the case with you? Oh, I thought so. Okay. I want you to stop masturbating. I know it's difficult, but trust me, it will be worth it. And scoot up the couch a bit, then kneel behind me while I get into position for you. There we go. Full visual access. I'm open and exposed for you. Now, I realise that this is extremely stimulating, but it's still too soon in the proceedings for you to ejaculate. We need to build up the excitement even more so your climax is as pleasurable as possible. I'd like you to resume manual manipulation of my ass cheeks. And whenever you're ready, I'd like you to kiss, lick, and nuzzle my bottom. Any way you like. Oh, avoiding the vulva, of course, if possible. That's it. You can use both hands, or just one, while you continue to masturbate with the other. Do whatever you want, whatever feels good. It's all about your pleasure. Oh, though I have to say, I'm finding this somewhat stimulating as well. Between you and me, after these sessions, I generally have to find a quiet spot to, well, to see to myself. Though, in the more advanced sessions, practitioners are required to orgasm too, since that increases the pleasure experienced by the client. You'll find out about that next time. But for now, oh God, yes. Oh, your tongue on my arsehole is... Oh, that's very nice. Oh, and the way you're nuzzling and licking my cheeks, it's... Oh, it's lovely. Anyway, I think judging by the little whimpers and moans you're making, that the procedure is drawing towards a conclusion. Okay. Okay, I'm going to lie flat on the couch like this, and I want you to place your penis between my ass cheeks. You can hold it in position with your thumbs, or you can... Oh, you got there before me! I was going to say, or you can push my jiggly cheeks together, making a smooth, slippery tunnel of arse flesh, which is exactly what you've done. Good boy. That's it. Thrust up and down that slippery crack. Oh, yes. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, there's no need to hold back now. This is the climax of today's session. You've received more than enough sexual stimulation to achieve an intense orgasm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Keep thrusting. Watch as you pleasure yourself with my smooth, soft ass. Oh, good boy. Very soon you'll be experiencing an exquisite sexual release all over my bottom. Oh, gosh. Oh, well done. You're really thrusting now, aren't you? Oh, I can feel you tensing up. Your breathing is very rapid. Oh, and you're vocalizing your pleasure. That's good. That's good. It's okay. It's okay. You can come anytime you want now. Just release. Just release. Just let it come. Oh, yes. Oh, ejaculate on my ass. Oh, squirt your cum on my cheeks. Yes, that's it. Oh, I can feel you coming. I can feel your semen on my ass. Oh, and another squirt. Oh, a big squirt. Oh, let it out. Oh, that's right. Oh, well done. Oh, good job. You did very well, given that this was your first session. Now, I want you to lie down on me and we can stay like this till you've recovered. That's it. Just let your breathing and heart rate return to normal. There's no rush. We can stay like this for a little bit longer. Very nice. I hope you don't mind my saying how nice your body feels against me. I have to say, I'm looking forward to our next session. And I know you are.